exceptions, and action messages. A DRP system does not require planners to react to every single system event. Instead, it allows planning by exception by generating action messages for items that need planning attention. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an exception report as a report that lists or flags only those items that deviate from the plan. Items that have sufficient stock or otherwise need no action are fully automated from a planning perspective. Action messages come in several types. Releases are notices to release planned orders so they can arrive on time, assuming the lead time is accurate. Lead time violations are notices that warn of not enough lead time in cases where the release was not acted upon when it should have been. Cancel notices recommend canceling a planned order if the gross requirements have shrunk, less demand. There are also two types of expediting messages. If the order was released late or the lead time was increased for some reason, a warning to expedite scheduled receipts will appear. This could involve negotiating with a carrier to get the order moved up in priority. Conversely, if the gross requirements fall after an order is shipped, an action message will indicate that the scheduled receipt can be de-expedited, meaning that carriers could move it down in priority or delay delivery for a fee. Too frequent changes to a system's plans can create costly problems. This is called system nervousness. Avoiding system nervousness in a DRP system requires setting rules and policies for changes as well as dedicating resources to ensuring that master data are kept well maintained and that forecasts are as accurate as possible.